For years, we said if Wayne Gretzky can be traded, then anyone can be traded. Well, today, we say if Peyton Manning can get released, then I guess anyone can be released. Would you agree with that, Eric Dickerson?
I most definitely agree with that. Anyone can be released. I mean, that's the business of the beast of the business. I mean, football is that kind of business.
First of all, nice to talk to you, my friend.
You too. Same to you, Mike.
So let's talk about Peyton's injury. And I don't want to ask you where you think he should play, but let's talk about whether he should play at all. You had a very similar injury to him. What did they tell you?
They told me that if I kept playing, that it's not a matter of if, it was when it was going to happen. He says, the doctor told me, he said, Eric, you're probably going to end up dead or paralyzed. He said, one of the two. He said, I'm positive of it. And he said, you could have a surgery that could possibly correct it if you wanted to, but it's not 100% sure with that. And when he told me that, it was just a no-brainer. I'm like, it's not worth it to me. My health means more to me than playing football.
So would you then advise Peyton Manning, given your experience and what you know personally, to retire at this point?
Well, I go back to, I mean, Peyton knows his body. Peyton knows his injury. You know, I'm sure his doctors have given him good advice. But, I mean, I'll say it again, you know, as a football player, that's a very physical sport. And, you know, he can get hit from all kinds of different ways. And your backside for a quarterback is dangerous. And if he gets hit the wrong way, I just believe, my opinion, that it could turn out catastrophic. Not even just minorly bad, but, I mean, I think it'll be terrible for him.
So when you were told this, did you take more than a split second to make up your decision when it was framed to you like that, that you could die or you could be crippled? Did you actually take some time to think about it?
Sure did. I took time to think about it because he talked about surgeries and, you know, they could do this and that. And you know, you think about it because you love the sport. You know, you want to play your sport. You love your sport. You think I had more. I think I could have played at least another 3 or 4 years. And I'm sure that's how Peyton feels. I mean, he feels that I can play. I still have, you know, more time to play football. But his body just won't allow it. And that's the most important thing, because in football, what do you use? Use your body. Use your arms, your neck, your legs, and throwing muscles and everything. And so, like I say, I just feel like it's a bad deal. To me, he's one of the greatest quarterback to ever play the game, if not the greatest. For sure, the smartest quarterback to ever play.
So let's go on the assumption now that he's going to play, which of course it looks like he will. Let's talk about this as an NFL story, and where would be a likely place for him? If you were a general manager and you had problems at the quarterback position, knowing his medical history and his age, would you go for him?
Depends on the price tag. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I'd have to talk to, you know, consult with my doctors and his doctors, the guy who did the surgery, and see, you know, what's the upside and the downside. I think a team that would be good, I mean, a great team to have him would be the New York Jets for sure. I think when I look at the Washington Redskins, you know, it's a couple of teams that they could really, really use him. I mean, Arizona Cardinals, another team that's dying for a quarterback. I think they have a lot of things in place right now. But, you know, once again, you know, is it worth the risk?
Well, that makes a really interesting thing because how often do you get a chance at arguably the greatest quarterback in the history of the game? I mean, that's really what's out there. Even if you got a guy, I'm not saying he's going to go to San Francisco, but if you got Alex Smith and, yeah, you had a really good year with him, I mean, still, we're talking about Peyton Manning here.
You're talking about Peyton Manning. But you know what? You're not talking about a healthy Peyton Manning. You're talking about all these ifs, ands, and buts. If this takes place, you know, if he can stay healthy, you know, how strong is his arm? You know, if he takes the wrong kind of hit, could this happen? Now we're stuck. You know, we're stuck paying his money, and he's not going to play, and we're in the same position that the Colts are in. So, you know, it's a lot of, like I said, ifs, ands, and buts in that situation.
Did you ever see a bounty? And now I'm talking obviously about the New Orleans Saints and what went on. Did you ever see that in the time you played?
Man, yes. I mean, it's a joke to me. I mean, they knew about the bounties when we played back in the 80s and 90s, for sure. Bounties, I mean, I'm going to tell you, we played the Washington Redskins in a playoff game. My cousin is Dexter Manley. We had dinner the night before the game. He said, Eric, I'm telling you, man, be careful. They have a bounty on you. I'm like, all right. I mean, I'd heard about it. It's just as part of the game. I mean, you know, you hate to say that, but, you know, football's physical. They're going to hit you anyway. They're going to hit you, and if they hit you, and they can hurt you and possibly get paid for it. I think it's wrong. But guys do it. And yes, I mean, that's old school stuff. I mean, I'm not like, oh, a bounty. Wow, I never heard of that before. Please, I mean, like, okay, no big deal.
Great talking to you, my friend. Let's wait to see how it shakes down and then talk again soon.